Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. Senator Chuck Grassley has now instructed the FBI to turn over, quote, voluminous evidence of Hunter Biden's potential criminal conduct that directly links Hunter Biden to his father financially with contracts, with signatures. This may be the biggest connection between the corruption of Hunter Biden and the president. These contracts also connect directly James Biden, the brother of Joe Biden, to Hunter Biden and the president of the United States of America. We also in contracts now have the financial terms of agreements with signatures and making sure that the Biden family got paid only after Joe Biden, the vice president, left the vice president's office at the end of their second term. This is massive. I sat down with Senator Ted Cruz for our podcast that we do together called Verdict, and I wanted you to hear part of that conversation about what this means from a standpoint in Congress. What does this mean if Republicans gain control of the Senate? Now, before I play that audio for you, I want to tell you about our friends over at TurtleBox. If you love to be outside, if you love to go hunting, fishing, tailgating, having backyard parties, sitting out on the patio grilling at night, and you want a speaker that is going to give you an amazing sound system that is portable, you need to check out TurtleBoxAudio.com. It is the loudest, truly portable, and waterproof Bluetooth speaker on the market, period. Now, this is the ultimate gift for anybody that loves to be outdoors. It also gives you an ultra-long battery life, and you can mix and match the box with the custom handles to create your team logos that you love. So if you want the perfect tailgating sound system, the perfect gift for anyone that loves being outdoor, you got to check out the loudest, truly portable, waterproof Bluetooth speaker on the market. Go to TurtleBoxAudio.com. Use my promo code. It's Ben. You'll get $20 off and free shipping. TurtleBoxAudio.com. Now, I want to let you hear my conversation with Senator Ted Cruz on this shocking news from FBI whistleblowers. We've got a lot to talk about, including this shocking letter from Senator Grassley. You know him well. You work with him. It is a letter, and I'm going to read a little bit because it's so shocking what has come out. This letter contains a contract, they're saying, is signed by Hunter Biden and James Biden, which I think is also a very important asterisk that if you're taking notes, start writing right now, because this is something we've kind of been waiting for. We knew there was corruption with the Biden family. We know it goes back decades with James Biden, and then they brought in Hunter Biden to, in essence, be a bag man. But now we've got a contract. And what it says here is there was an arrangement. There was a contract signed by Hunter and James Biden and three other business associates. Part of the arrangement was to funnel $5 million from Chinese Communist government agencies to Hunter and James Biden specifically. Here's the kicker. What is most shocking is the compensation package was purposely designed, the whistleblowers are saying to Grassley, to compensate Hunter and James Biden for all the work they did only after Joe Biden left the vice presidency. Your initial reaction to this whistleblower?
Look, I think the facts in this letter are deeply, deeply concerning. We talked at an earlier podcast about how the announcement or the leaks, rather, the concerted leaks that they're getting ready to indict Hunter Biden are all focused on the personal stuff. They're all focused on the drug use. They're all focused on the gun issue. Those are real crimes. Those are crimes that need to be prosecuted. But I'm concerned that that is a smokescreen to divert from what the real question is. The reason, you know, if Hunter Biden were some schmo, most people, it would not be a matter of public concern whether or not the guy wrestled with addiction, as he clearly has. The reason it's relevant and it's important nationally is Hunter Biden, on the face of it, is involved in official corruption with his father when he was vice president, and potentially with his father today when he's president. And this letter that Chuck Grassley sent, so Chuck is my colleague on the Judiciary Committee. If Republicans take a majority in the Senate, Chuck will be the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. Chuck and I have served together on that committee for 10 years. I am confident when we have a majority, which I think we will in January, that we will have hearings on this topic because the Biden Department of Justice desperately is trying to cover it up. Here's what Chuck Grassley said. He says that they've got evidence now that Hunter Biden and James Biden, and James is Joe's brother, Hunter's uncle, met with nationals connected to the Chinese Communist government. That's a pretty big deal. Like, you're meeting with Chinese Communist government officials, and what are you meeting about?
And not by accident. This is on purpose, deliberate, to have a financial relationship with communist Chinese individuals.
And they negotiate. According to the summary, Hunter Biden, James Biden, and their business associates created a joint venture. So you go into business. Let's go into business with the Chinese Communist government, a joint venture that would serve as a vehicle to accomplish that financial compensation. And that arrangement was made sometime after a meeting in Miami between Hunter Biden and CEFC officials in February 2017. According to the summary, that vehicle was called Sinohawk, which was owned 50% by Oneida Holdings and 50% by Hudson West. According to the summary, Oneida was made of five evenly divided LLCs. Look, when people are trying to hide money, they create lots of LLCs. You know, it's called money laundering.
Right.
What do they do? One for each business associate. So everyone gets their own LLC, including Hunter Biden and James Biden. However, according to the summary, 10% of Hunter Biden's interest was to be held for Joe Biden. This is the line we all have heard now, 10% for the big guy.
Right, and this is in writing in an actual contract. This isn't in an email, which we had the emails from Hunter Biden's laptop, so people understand this. It said 10% for the big guy. We also have Tony Bobulinski, who's now done not one but two interviews, and we know that his contact was Tim Tebow with the FBI, now disgraced FBI agent, who was burying all the information on Hunter James and Joe Biden's business dealings. This is clearly where the whistleblowers are coming forward saying, yeah, this is what he was burying. Is not only is it just the idea, there's no longer just the idea of the big guy is a possibility. It's now in a contract basically set in stone, and you can divide the parts up, and it matches up to 10% for Joe Biden.
Well, and if you look at the signature page, which we'll also put up, the signature page, you look at the top, there's a signature from Hunter Biden with Hunter's signature. Right underneath it, a signature from Jim Biden. So you got the president's brother and the president's son are the first two signatories, and then the fifth signatory is Tony Bobulinski. So you've literally got the guy who's telling us this was corrupt signed the contract with their names on it. And what were the terms of it? Well, the terms of it, the way they were getting paid, it was an unsecured $5 million loan. Must be nice if someone will loan you $5 million.
I gotta pause you. Explain to people, because there's a lot of people that may not realize how unbelievable it is to have an unsecured $5 million loan. If I went out, you went out, we got a contract, We would have to back it up with some sort of collateral. Bank, that's normal in the business. Yeah. You got to have something. People don't just randomly hand you $5,000. They get all this with nothing.
Look, if you or I walked into a bank and said, hey, would you lend me $5 million? I'm not going to put anything up. I'm not going to put my house up. I'm not going to put any stocks up. I'm not going to put any collateral up. You know, I'm just relying on my good looks and charm. And did I mention Daddy is Vice President of the United States? Was that part of the conversation? And they said, oh, great. You know, sure. Here's $5 million, no collateral, but it's worse. Look, a $5 million unsecured loan is called a sweetheart deal. But what follows is an unsecured $5 million loan, quote, intended to be forgivable from CEFC in 2017. In other words, it's not a loan. It's a gift. We're going to give you $5 million. We're going to forgive the loan. It ain't a loan if they forgive it.
If they forgive it, yeah.
And 2017, why was that date picked? Oh, yeah, that's immediately after Joe Biden stops being Vice President of the United States. Now, fast forward. The letter further says that the Chinese were slow in paying, and James Biden considered calling the CEFC officials and threatening to withdraw Biden family support from future deals. So the Chi-Coms wouldn't pay.
In translation, that is, you think that the Bidens are going to keep being played. You better give us this cash that we asked you basically to delay, right? So we get paid after he leaves the vice presidency. And if you don't give it to us, then we're going to stop giving you what you want from the Biden crime family.
We will withdraw Biden family support. And it ain't complicated who they're talking about. Nobody cares about Hunter's support. They care about the big guy. And it turns out that their fit apparently worked because public bank records show that Hunter Biden and James Biden profited from a $5 million wire from a company connected to the CEFC, the Chinese Communist, in August of 2017. So they threw a fit. They got the $5 million. Let me tell you a question that apparently the Biden DOJ has no interest in. Did Joe Biden get his 10%? Did he get $500,000 from the Chinese Communist? And what did he do for the Chinese Communist for that $500,000? And what, for that matter, did Joe Biden do for his son and his brother to get $5 million? All of this talk about the drug stuff is designed to cover up and hide what at this point seems to be screaming indications of pay to play. And in fact, Grassley continues to say, based on the allegations provided to my office, the information provided by Mr. Bobulinski formed a sufficient basis to open a full field investigation on pay to play grounds. That means give my son and my brother $5 million or I, as vice president, will not do what you want on public policy. That's called bribery, and you do hard time for that. And apparently the Biden DOJ has no interest in examining that. I've called on Merrick Garland repeatedly, appoint a special counsel, because the partisan hacks that have been put in charge of this,
yeah, can't be trusted.
There's no reason that you should trust them, and they demonstrated that.
Let me ask you this. When we had Timothy Tebow, right, who sat down with Tomi Bobulinski, he was the first big whistleblower.
And he was a great quarterback, by the way.
Yeah. You know, when that name came out, you know Tim Tebow was sitting at home going, why? Why did this guy have to have the same name as me? Why on earth? When you had Tony Bobulinski, who came out, and he was the first whistleblower weeks before the election, the presidential election, he then immediately after he does the big press conference gets called by the FBI. He comes in. He tells his story. He gives them phones. He gives them, you know, encrypted messages. He gives them everything. He gives them documents. He gives them apparently some of these business deals we're talking about today with his signature on it and says, I want you to know all this. And they say a guy named Tim Tebow is going to be your point of contact. He never talks to him, never follows up. And we know that immediately Tim Tebow went into trying to say that everything that he brought to the FBI was immediately discredited so it would be shut down and never used against him.
And we know that Tebow is a hard Democrat partisan who was publicly, deeply political, incredibly critical of Donald Trump.
Posts on public on social media.
Yeah, he didn't hide
it. Critical of Donald Trump.
He didn't hide it at all. I mean, it's part of, and we've talked about my book coming out next week, Justice Corrupted, go buy the book, but it is about exactly that. It is about the hard partisans who burrowed into senior positions at the Department of Justice and the FBI and who then corrupted the administration of justice. And in this instance, what the facts on the face of it scream out loud is the FBI deliberately buried this information. Why? Not because they don't care about the kids' drug use, which is what Biden wants to claim it's about.
And the media.
And the media is even more complicit. The question here is Joe Biden's corruption on pay-to-play and bribery. And as best I can tell, no reporter bothers to ask him about it. They ask him his favorite ice cream flavor.
Sure. Well, and let's play that, because a week ago we played the clip of basically the one question that Joe Biden's been asked about his son. He immediately goes back to, he was a drug addict, he's overcome this, I love him, I'm so proud of him.
But before I get into that part of the story, I want to tell you a little bit about my good friends over at Patriot Mobile. If you are ready to have an impact every time that you use your phone, and I'm talking about having an impact by supporting First and Second Amendment rights, supporting the rights of the unborn, and fighting back every time you make a phone call, you need to know about Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative Christian mobile phone provider. And they are using your phone bill when you pay it every month to actually fight for conservative causes while saving you money. Now, this isn't any extra or add-on to your bill. They take a portion of your bill every month and they give it back to fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, and the Second Amendment, and they are winning. Patriot Mobile has now been attacked by the big media. Big tech is now coming after them, and that's why I want you to support them. If you want an affordable plan and you want to get the same great coverage you have right now, switch to Patriot Mobile. You're going to save money, and they use the same exact towers you're using right now. It's an affordable plan for you and your family, or even your business or small business. They offer the same nationwide coverage as the major carriers because they use the same towers. If you haven't found out about Patriot Mobile, check them out. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson. That's PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson, or call them 972-PATRIOT. You'll get free activation with the offer code Ferguson. 972-PATRIOT. Check them out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, now.
The media knew this story, I have no doubt. Yeah. When they were sitting there and had the opportunity to ask the president about it, they understand this is not even about Hunter Biden anymore. This is about a direct connection between the vice president selling access to the United States government and then getting back pay for it, designed, orchestrated, signed, and sealed after he leaves the vice presidency.
Yep. Yep.
And the media still goes back to the Hunter Biden simple question. Take a look at this.
Well, first of all, I'm proud of my son. This is a kid who got, not a kid, he's a grown man. He got hooked on, like many families have had happen, hooked on drugs. He's overcome that. He's established a new life. He is, I'm confident that he is, what he says and does are consistent with what happens. For example, he wrote a book about his problems. And was straightforward about it. I'm proud of him. He came along and said, by the way, this thing about a gun, I didn't know anything about it, but turns out that when he made my application to purchase a gun, what happened was you get asked the question, are you on drugs? You use drugs? He said, no. And he wrote about saying no in his book. So I've got confidence in my son. I love him. And he's on a straight and narrow, and he has been for a couple of years now. And I'm just so proud of him.
Senator, you and I have great compassion for people that deal with addiction.
Yeah.
And that was a great moment for the president to look like a father. What makes me angry about that is the last question the media should have asked him if they were going to ask him any questions, because they have enough now on the president to say, what did you know and when did you know it about the business deals with your brother, the contracts with your brother, and the business deals with your son? It shouldn't even be about Hunter Biden anymore. It should be about, hey, you knew about this and you knew you were getting paid when you left the vice presidency, and yet no one's asked him that question.
Well, unfortunately, that's not an accident. That's deliberate. Listen, I understand why Joe Biden answered that question. That is political spin, where you want to find the most sympathetic context to explain this. And addiction is horrific. Look, most families in America have dealt with addiction. My older sister, Miriam, died of an overdose. I've seen it in my family. You've probably seen it in your family. Most families have seen people struggling with addiction. It's a terrible thing. But CNN was doing the interview there. They knew exactly what they were doing. It's not that they're bad at being journalists. It's that they're not trying to be journalists. They are propagandists. And so they're giving him the opportunity to explain this just as compassion for your son that fell on hard times and was struggling with the demons of addiction. They don't ask, did you cash the check? Did you get the $500,000? Did the 10% come to you? They don't ask, what did your son and your brother do to be worth $5 million to the Chinese communist? They don't ask, what did the Chinese communist want you to do to make it worth it to them to give your son and brother $5 million? By the way, they also don't ask about Burisma, which was the Ukrainian natural gas company that paid Hunter Biden $1 million a year, even though he doesn't speak Ukrainian, doesn't know anything about oil and gas. They don't ask, well, what did you do to make it worthwhile to Hunter Biden? We actually know what he did, because the owner of Burisma was being investigated by a prosecutor in the Ukrainian government. The guy paying Hunter Biden was being investigated by a prosecutor. Unsurprisingly, this Ukrainian oligarch didn't want to be investigated. And miraculously, in fact, I'm going to use a phrase, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Joe Biden actually did something that really, really helped guy paying Hunter Biden $1 million a year.
We got to play that clip.
Yeah.
Because this was the old Joe Biden, the arrogant, cocky, I'm above the law moment. And he sits there and laughs about the power and control he had over Ukraine. He was the head lead guy on, he said it, not me.
Yeah.
On Ukraine, I went over there and said, you're not getting American dollars until you get rid of the guy that's investigating my son's company, and brags about it on camera. Take a look.
I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired.
So that is, on its face, a term we actually learned right at the beginning of verdict, when verdict launched. That's called a quid pro quo. There's no dispute that's a quid pro quo. Joe Biden just told us, he said, I am holding up $1 billion of aid from the United States taxpayers to the government of Ukraine.
And that amount of money in Ukraine, just so people understand,
a ton.
That's like a trillion, half trillion in America. That is significant to the point where, of course, they would say, I'll fire whoever you want me to, because they needed that money so desperately, especially at that moment in time.
And I got to say, look, if you look at this, number one, why is the sitting vice president, and Obama had made Biden the point person on Ukraine, why is the sitting vice president going and extorting a foreign government to fire a prosecutor investigating corruption in Ukraine? And why does the corporate media and the Department of Justice have zero interest in saying, well, is there any potential corruption on Biden's part? We know that Hunter made $1 million a year with no expertise whatsoever. But you know what no one's ever asked? Prior to that sweetheart deal, how much was Joe Biden giving his son Hunter every year? Look, his son Hunter was troubled, had real problems. I'd be willing to wager a large sum of money that Joe, as a loving dad, Hunter was a real and ongoing financial burden on him, that he was paying, he was covering costs, like his son.
And not $3,000 or $5,000. This could be $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 on a semi-regular basis.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Because nobody has ever bothered to answer that question.
Which brings me to
the catalyst of the long now investigation of Hunter Biden, and specifically his tax issues. I wonder now if the reason why he hasn't been indicted yet is because they don't want to indict him on tax issues because they know his taxes will tie his father, the president of the United States of America, back to these types of business deals and money that can then be directly linked to the sitting president of the United States of America. Do you think there's a chance that's why they've held out for over 2 years?
Look, I think that is certainly one of the reasons they're dragging their feet. By the way, I mentioned Sinohawk, the company. If you look at who Joe Biden, as president, has sold oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to, it is that company.
The only company that got designated oil going overseas, yep, that we know of so far, and all the Strategic Oil Reserves going over, is the exact company which Hunter Biden, they claim he divested, right?
They claim he divested. But they never demonstrated that.
No, and it's still on their, it's, yeah, still on their filings, yeah, that he is, in That's fact, exactly a right. owner in the company.
And it's nobody, you know, the old question, what did you know and when did you know it? Or to use another Watergate analogy, follow the money.
Yeah.
There is an amazing lack of interest on anyone in the corporate media to follow the money, and it's not by accident. They don't want to know where the money went because their job is protect the big guy. They are flacks for the big guy. They're not journalists. They are his defenders, and so they're participating with the White House and trying to shift this all to a guy struggling with addiction, has nothing to do with the
public. I'll say it again, I think you agree with me. It's no longer about Hunter Biden. It's now about the president and his corruption, and it's not did he know it and when did he know it. It's how much did you get? We know you knew it. We know you're a part of it. We know you're meeting with the business associates. It's clearly that. You work with Grassley, and I don't rarely see him get this fired up. You read the letter like
Look,
I did.
I am confident we will have, I hope, multiple hearings examining exactly this question. I can promise you in judiciary. Now, if the Democrats keep the majority, we will not have a single hearing on it. Why? Because none of the Democrats care if Joe Biden is corrupt and is literally being paid hundreds of thousands of dollars or even millions of dollars by communist China. They do not care. They will not examine it. They will cover it up. You want to talk about one of the stakes of the election? It is actually examining what appears to be prima facie evidence of pay-to-play corruption.
Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without them, the show wouldn't be possible. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have for decades, as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the investor's guide in gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You just heard Ted Cruz talking about this pay-to-play corruption. There's another part of this pay-to-play corruption that is playing out right now before the midterms. And it's not just the corruption of James Biden and Hunter Biden and the president. It's also buying votes. Now, we've seen this president buy votes in two different ways recently. Number one way he's done it is by buying votes through saying, I'm going to pay off your student loan debt. That's buying votes. But now we're seeing part two of that. Joe Biden is artificially lowering the price of the price that you're paying for a gallon of gas at the pump. It's not a real price because he has been dumping 1 million barrels of oil a day from our strategic oil reserves, which is supposed to be used in case of an actual emergency, like a massive hurricane shutting down pipelines or destroying pipelines. It's supposed to be if there's a war that breaks out. That's why it's an emergency. We now know that apparently Joe Biden has been taking heat from Democrats who are saying, hey, you got to give us something. We need more relief for the pump as gas prices have started to go back up. And they've gone back up because of OPEC. OPEC, who he went over the Saudis, begged them to produce more oil, laughed in his face and mocked him, played him. And now they've reduced their production by 2 million barrels a day. So what has Joe Biden done? He has bought votes again, releasing 15 million more barrels of oil reserves right before the election. The White House is claiming, by the way, as they're being called out for this corruption, this pay-to-play scheme, that this is, quote, not politically motivated at all. They're liars. President Joe Biden defending that decision on Wednesday to release another 15 million in oil reserves to, quote, keep gas prices low. The problem is they're not low. He's claiming they're low, which should also scare you. And he's doing this just weeks before the midterm elections. Reporters at the White House questioned Biden today about his decision that he made on Wednesday to release more oil right before the election. They asked him if the decision was in fact political. Biden, of course, scoffed at Republicans for criticizing him for opening up the oil reserves again, as he has authorized the release of more than 200 million barrels in a situation, by the way, that is not an emergency. Quote, where have they been the last 4 months? He told reporters when asked to respond to Republicans. That's my response. Where have Republicans been? I'll tell you exactly where they've been, Mr. President. We've been advocating for energy independence again and going back to the Trump administration policies, which kept gas prices low and very much under control in that sub $2 range. You've done the opposite. We now have $7, $8, and even $9 gallon gas in California. Now, Republicans have demanded that Biden do more to open up and incentivize domestic oil production, which this White House is 100% against that. The problem is these guys are asleep. That's what Joe Biden accused the Republicans of being right now. We're asleep, he says. He says, I don't know where they've been. You can't make this up. Now, Biden also flat out lied to you, claiming he did nothing to, quote, slow or stop oil production in the United States. In fact, listen to the president delivering his remarks on what he's doing to save you at the pump right now, lying about gas prices, and he knows he's lying, and the media lets him get away with it.
In the past 2 weeks, the price of oil has fallen $4 a barrel. And you think, and thanks in large part to the steps we've taken this year, the price of oil has fallen nearly $40 a barrel since mid-June. That's a 30% drop in the price of a barrel of oil. But guess what? Gas prices haven't fallen that much. And it's not right. Gas prices at the pump should be lower. In fact, if retailers and refiners were earning the average profit they've made over the last 17 years, Americans would be paying at least 60 cents less per gallon for every gallon they buy. Say that again. 60 cents less for every gallon they buy. That makes a big difference in a family. My message to the American energy companies is this. You should not be using your profits to buy back stock or for dividends. Not now. Not while a war is raging. You should be using these record-breaking profits to increase production and refining. Invest in America for the American people. Bring down the price you charge at the pump to reflect what you pay for the product. You still make a significant profit. Your shareholders will still do very well. And the American people will catch a break they deserve and get a fair price at the pump as well.
By the way, I love this president. He continues to claim it's big oil that's screwing you when it's his policies that have actually done all of the harm. And everybody knows this, right? I mean, this is across the board. Inflation at 8.3%. How is that not his fault? He'll give you some BS reason. Gas prices average 3.91. That's his fault. Mortgage rates more than doubled in the last year to 6.5, almost 7%. We have an open border. We have high crime. He is also try to force you into vaccinations. And this is a guy that will lie to you and do whatever it takes to convince you that you are the idiot and he is the brilliant one when it comes to his policies. Now, the other part about this that I think you need to understand is the way that the media asked him a question. Listen carefully to when they finally get to ask him a question.
One more thing I want to mention today. Our country needs to pass permitting reform to accelerate the development of clean energy. Right now, the process of getting clean energy.
By the way, I love this. You're suffering. Americans are suffering. It's right before the election day. And he also says, we got to do clean energy. No one gives a crap about that right now.
Energy projects approved is too cumbersome and too time consuming. So I'm asking the Congress, pass a permitting bill to speed up the approval of all kinds of energy production, from wind to solar to clean hydrogen. Because we need to get this moving now, quickly, now. It would take, if we do this, it would take historic clean energy investments that I signed into law and put them into action. In fact, one independent analysis has already estimated that the $369 billion we're making in federal investment that will generate, if we just that, will generate $1.7 trillion in total public and private investments in the years ahead. You can increase oil and gas production now while still moving full speed ahead to accelerate our transition to clean energy. That way we can lower energy costs for American families, enhance our national security at a very difficult moment. Let me close with this. I know it's been a rough 4 or 5 years for the country. For a lot of families, things are still tough. The choices made by other countries are affecting the price of gas here at home. That's why I've been acting so aggressively.
I love this, right? It's the other country's fault. This is none of my doing, even though I'm the guy that clearly decided to do it. This is everybody else's fault in the world. This is foreign countries. This is Russia. I'm going to blame everybody else. I just went and begged for more oil in Saudi Arabia. They laughed in my face. They played me. They mocked me. And everything's going to be fine. Right? This is how he wants you to believe the situation is. And if you believe any of this, you are an idiot. Now, he must believe there's enough idiots in America that will buy this. But even the media now, even the media is not buying what he is selling. And the first question he was asked is proof of this. Listen carefully.
Mr. President, what is your response?
I don't hear. Can you speak louder?
What is your response to Republicans who say you are only doing this SPR release because, to help Democrats in the midterms?
Where have they been the last 4 months? That's my response.
Is it politically motivated, sir?
No, it's not.
3 weeks before the midterms?
Look, it makes sense. I've been doing this for how long now? It's not politically motivated at all. It's motivated to make sure that I continue to push on what I've been pushing on. And that is making sure there's enough oil that's being pumped by the companies so that we have the ability to be able to produce enough gas that we need here at home, oil we need here at home. And at the same time, keep moving in the direction of providing for alternative energy. That's what I've been doing. Now, the problem is these guys are asleep. I don't know where they've been. And they seem, the price at the pump should reflect what the price of a barrel of oil costs. And it's not going down consistently.
I can't even decipher what he was saying there. But when he says, where have you been? I've been doing this for months. He is. He has been releasing oil from our strategic oil reserves. It's supposed to be for emergency to artificially decrease the price you're paying at the pump. My question is, what happens when we run out of the strategic oil reserves? Because he hasn't done anything to then deal with a problem. And once we're owned by the rest of the world and we don't have any of this gas left, this oil left, as he described it, we're screwed and the prices are going to go back up to $5+ a gallon, $6 and $7 and $8. But he says Republicans are the ones that are asleep. This is what dementia, by the way, sounds like in real life. Okay, I just want to be clear about that. Make sure you share our podcast wherever you get our podcast. Please write us a 5-star review and help us reach more people. See you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.